T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, well, Joe, let's head out to the Toy End of Hollywood hotline right now, and let's talk to Eric Wood, who's on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network, and like you said, ACC Network as well, from Louisville. Eric, good morning. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Eric, how you doing, man? How you holding up with the craziness of all these jobs and not traveling with the football team and everything else?
Man, I'm holding up all right. The biggest thing for me right now is New York State COVID rules. Mandates a 14-day quarantine. Our home's in Louisville, Kentucky now, so I'm actually just doing Bills postgame now, but I'm still traveling for ACC. This week I'm at Clemson. They got a barn burner against the Citadel, so we're prepping. We need to probably prep for NFL storylines, college storylines. Yeah. We're gonna be searching for everything.
Eric, let me ask you about this one, and it's the one the Dolphins just got physically beat up pretty good by the Patriots. I think the Bills by far have the most complete team going off last year and what they've added, but you still got to get through this mental thing of the Patriots and what they've been able to do to the Bills. You think they're ready, that they look and they go, damn it, this has got to be the year? How do you get over that? Because the Patriots got some holes in that team, even though you would have never known last week.
Yeah, I think this team is confident enough to take the division at this point. And I say that from an outsider looking in now. That's not from a locker room perspective. But, they've been waiting for this moment. They've been building towards this. You know, for years the Bills were drafting athletic linebackers, Tremaine Edmonds, Matt Milano, to combat those athletic tight ends for New England. And I think everyone in the division was, because everyone was looking up at New England for so long, and they still are. Until someone knocks them off the throne, they're still the AFC East champs, and they've been for so many years straight, besides the 1 year that Castle filled in for Brady. And so when you look at all that, the Bills have to knock them off this year, but I think this is the year that they get it done.
Yeah, Josh Allen has made a little bit of strides in becoming a better quarterback, throwing the ball, because we know he can run the ball. So he threw the ball 46 times last week, but also ran the ball for 57 yards. And you saw what happened to the Dolphin defense last week with a rushing, running quarterback. Do you expect this little copycat to work this week for Buffalo again, maybe have Josh Allen run the ball a bunch against the Dolphins?
You know, I think as the season goes on and as Josh develops in his career, they want him to start throwing the ball more, scramble less quarterback design runs. But, you know, at this point of his career, he's still young. He's in his third year. He's 250 pounds. Part of his strength is his ability to run the ball. So they're not going to completely shy away from it. Are they going to, you know, use him as a power back like they did in Carolina? Probably not, because they don't want what happened to Cam Newton and get really banged up, 8-9 years into his career. But, as you guys know, the NFL is a copycat league, and you always have to check and make sure that, you know, they're going to check and make sure the Dolphins shirt up their quarterback run defense this week in practice.
Eric, what's the strength of the Bills right now? Because I really do think they're well-balanced. They got a lot of good players everywhere, but what would you say the strength of the team is?
Well, the strength of the team is the defense, and it was last year. They were third in the league statistically last year. They returned virtually everybody, the same scheme. They add a few pieces, especially some defensive line talent. They brought in Mario Addison, defensive end from Carolina. They brought in Jefferson, the D tackle from Seattle, and then he didn't play last week. But Vernon Butler, the defensive tackle they added from Carolina, is an excellent player as well. So, I mean, when you look at that, you know, the strength of the Bills is going to be their defense. if the offense, which was statistically in the mid-20s last year, I mean, if they could even get to the mid-teens, kind of be middle of the pack, you know, I think this is a team that could contend for the AFC East Championship.
Eric, you've been through the gauntlet of OTAs and off-season camps and then training camp and then preseason games. And then there's still some sloppy play in the beginning of the season. Were you surprised last week around the entire NFL without all of that, that there was actually some pretty good football, some really good football in some of these games?
Yeah, I was impressed by it. And I think everybody was getting ready because it was probably on every broadcaster's, every color guy. Now I'm a color guy. I know this. I know it was on the tip of every one of their tongues to say, oh, look at all these pre-snap penalties.
Right.
Look at all these fumbles because these guys haven't taken any contact through the preseason. And you know what? It was a pretty clean week one of football, and it probably goes to what the players have been saying for a while to cut down on these preseason games. But when they could sell tickets for them, and, you know, it does make it a lot easier to evaluate talent when you get all those preseason games, and I get all that. But is there a happy medium somewhere? Probably. And I think we get to that at some point, you know, reducing the amount of preseason games. Maybe it's more joint practices, it's less preseason games, so you can actually evaluate talent against people in a different jersey. But I was really impressed with week one of NFL football. You know, I called the Louisville-Western Kentucky game last week, and I was in the stadium, and I'm not sure exactly how they're doing it in the stadiums with no fans. But, you know, last week they had a DJ in Louisville Stadium that was keeping the volume during the game, so there wasn't, you know, dead spots. And, you know, I think football in general right now, they're making it work.
All right, well, let's talk about your team, where you went to school, and now we got the Cardinals and Canes, Miami Hurricanes, Saturday night. What are your thoughts on what you saw from the Cardinals?
The Cardinals looked good in week one. They had some punting issues. So Western Kentucky had 21 points. 14 of them came from punts by Louisville that resulted in Western Kentucky getting the ball inside Louisville's 10-yard line twice. They scored on both those times. So it could have been a wider margin. But Louisville's offense is good again this year. They have some really, really talented players on offense. And Scott Satterfield is an offensive-minded head coach. Defensively, they were awful last year. The Hurricanes absolutely lit them up last year. That was their one truly lopsided game last year, was against the Hurricanes. And we'll see. You know, the Hurricanes add talent. Last year, I called a couple of Hurricanes games last year, and I was not that impressed with Dan Enos and his offense. And they still lit up Louisville. So with Tariq King and weapons, a new offense, I know Louisville's going to have their hands full, but College game day game in Louisville, you know, in Miami. This game's in Louisville. I keep mixing up my Bills and my Cardinals. College game day game. It'll be an awesome deal for both programs that are trying to get back to where they were not too many years ago. Canes obviously have a lot stronger of a history than Louisville, but it wasn't that long ago that Louisville was competing for a playoff spot. And so both these programs have a lot to gain Saturday night by putting their best foot forward.
Eric, I want to ask you, and I don't know if you're going to agree with this or not, but I'm down here and pretty involved in the high school football. Louisville, going back to Teddy Bridgewater, really opened up the gate to get a lot of South Florida kids, and it continues. And it really, I thought, changed the football, and especially skill position players. Do you agree with that, that that's really helped their program with their recruiting in South Florida, the success they've had?
Yeah, no doubt. And Lamar Jackson came from South Florida. Teddy Bridgewater came from South Florida. When I was playing at Louisville, we had a ton of kids from Florida, but a lot of them were from Duval County area, a little bit northern. Now Louisville's recruiting Miami tremendously well. Part of that was from Charlie Strong, who was coaching, who has tons of ties to South Florida. Part of that was Charlie Strong and Clint Hurd, who played for the Canes, going down there and recruiting. But Teddy Bridgewater was like the Pied Piper. When he was at a 7-on-7 All-American camp and they got to meet Teddy Bridgewater, there's a lot of guys that wanted to go play ball with him. He also played at Miami Northwestern. Really strong program. They get Eli Rogers out of there. and some other really talented players, John Miller out of there. So you get some guys that are playing on Sundays now. So you get a lot of talent from there. But it's amazing how those guys kind of recruit each other. and I love Miami. Me and my wife love to vacation down there. But Louisville's a pretty special town, too. And when these kids that grew up in Miami, they get to come up here, and they get to be around buddies and people that they grew up around and heard of and kind of switch culture a little bit. Like, they get a kick out of that. They enjoy it. And they've seen so many guys come here to Louisville, play early,
right,
leave as juniors and go get paid, and that's a recipe for recruiting.
Eric, I just want to tell you, I have never in all my years ever seen what Teddy Bridgewater did when he decided he wasn't going to Miami and he picked all those guys up and took them with him. They didn't need to have a recruiting coordinator down here. Teddy just said,
right,
hey, they changed. We're changing coaches. I'm going with Charlie. Come on, let's go. He must have taken like 10 guys with him. Like, they're like, and they're all good players. They're all, and by the way, they all beat? They beat Florida. Like, they were like, okay, they're real now. Crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was a really talented team with Teddy Bridgewater, Devontae Parker, who you guys have down there now. And that was a super talented team. Devontae Parker, a Louisville kid. I could have told you when he was in eighth grade that dude was going to be starting on Sundays or playing NBA basketball. Tremendous basketball player, too. But, yeah, when Teddy came up here, it was definite culture shift. I remember meeting Teddy Bridgewater when he was a freshman at U of L and just thinking, like, what an incredible kid this is. Then you get to meet his mom, who's just a phenomenal person.
Unbelievable.
And, and you see what Teddy's doing now in the NFL. And the impact that he's making in communities from New Orleans to Miami, he's just phenomenal. And when you see all that and you get to meet him, then you say, oh, this is why everyone would come up. They'd go all the way up to Louisville to come play with Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, no, it's been great stuff for sure.
Eric, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much
for your time today. You take care of yourself, man,
right,
for sure. Thank you, bud.
Yep, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.